conversation with Kim. Thank you so much for allowing an authentic conversation with Kim to be a part of your day. I just felt the need to just pray, and so that's what I'm going to do. Most gracious Heavenly Fathers, once again, oh God, you have allowed us to come before you, oh God, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that you sit high and that you look glowing. Father, that you know everything about us as your creation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your word declares that you fashioned man out of dust and blew your breath in him and he became a living soul. Father God, and then you took a rib as you put him to sleep, Father God, and fashioned woman, oh God, and you gave him a helpmeet. Father, we thank you for creation and we thank you for humanity, oh God, and we thank you for life and thank you for being in the land and the living. We thank you, oh God, for minds to reason and to think as your word has declared, come and let us reason together. Father God, we thank you for the concept of religion and we thank you, oh God, for established morality and we thank you, oh God, for hearts and the ability to love and to have compassion and to have mercy, oh Father. We thank you for the mercy, oh God, that you would bestow upon humanity, Father God, after the fall. Father God, as one would look to the left and look to the right, oh God, that would be indulgent in greed and lust, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you would still have mercy. The one that would be a fool and the one that would not do the right thing at the right time, oh God, you still, Father God, would find mercy upon him as he would cry out, Son of David, have mercy upon me. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, I come, oh God, only as I know how, Father God, humbled, Father God, and yet bold, knowing, oh God, that you are my God, that you are my Lord, that you are my strength, that you are my deliverer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Knowing, Father, there is no God like you, oh God. If we searched all over, oh God, we would find no one like you, oh God. No one that can create stars that sustain in the sky and light it up, oh God, when it's black as dark, oh God, in the name of Jesus, or just dark, dark, oh God. It'll go so by. The stars still shine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No one, Father God, that can create a heaven, oh God, that would give us the ability, oh God, to walk and not fall, oh God, to walk and not faint, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to float up in the air, oh God, for truly, oh God, gravity belongs to you, that you anchor us, oh God, that my soul is anchored in the Lord, Father God, no matter where we go or how far we go, oh God, we still know that you're a sustainer, Father God, of health. You're a sustainer of life, oh God. You're a sustainer, oh God, of our very essence and being. Father, as I thought about it, and I thank you in the name of Jesus of how great you are. How, Father, you call for man to always pray and not faint. That you call for us to know you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and the pardon of our sins and the power of your son's resurrection. Father God, we come knowing that if we come, oh God, in the name of Jesus, truly, Father God, we would find mercy. Truly, oh God, grace would make its way to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Truly, oh God, that blessings and favor, oh God, for the word declares that at your right hand, oh God, there's pleasures forevermore, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we come. We come, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because there is no other place to go. We come, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for you said that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that there's no name above names, oh God, that one can be saved or one would call on, Father God, that would not get the door open or would not get a prayer answered, oh God, would not get results, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we come in that name. We come in that name, oh God, because that's the name that was given to us. Some say Yahshua, some say Emmanuel, oh God. Some say the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, huh? Some say Redeemer, huh? Some say Master, huh? Some say Brother, oh God. Some say Friend, oh God. In the name of Jesus, but we call on you. We call on you, for truly you created the universe, as the word declares that the earth was void. Ha, mama yaruko sopa. And then you spoke, ha. You spoke and you said, let there be, ha. Let there be light. Ah, yaruko so. Let there be, let there be, let there be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so I say, thank you. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you gave us thoughts and you gave us wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You gave us knowledge and power and information, oh God. I say thank you in the name of Jesus, that all, Father God, you said the earth is the Lord's in the fullness of thereof, and all that you have is thine, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as the word declares that you have 1,000 cattle on you. Father, is mankind that knows, oh God, that the resources are available, that there's more than enough, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we recognize, oh God, a society that we live in. We recognize, oh God, that there is things in her that man can do, Father God. There's things, oh God, that they can establish and put in place, and laws and rules and policies, oh God. There's things, Father God, that they can do, Father God, to intimidate. There's things that they can do, oh God, to sabotage. There's things that they can do to hinder and to eliminate, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There's things. But God, we recognize that your word says that all things that we could do, but everything is not edifying. It's not the best. It's not the best for humanity. It's not the best for mankind. It's not the best for a person. It's not the best for a soul. It's not the best for a child. Some things is just not the best thing to do. And so I say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon us, oh God, that when we are aiming to do the right thing, it seems that the wrong thing seems to find us. Or we're said to have done the wrong thing, oh God. That even in our conversations amongst our loved ones and those that we would say we care about, oh God, it seems to become chaotic. It seems to become difficult, oh God. It seems to, hearing seems to be lost. Understanding seems to be missing, oh God. Respect seems to be gone. And I ask for your mercy. And I ask for your help, oh God, to help us to communicate with each other. Help us to hear one another, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to have the love, oh God, that forgives, the love, oh God, that passes all understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. When we see relationships, oh God, we see things just going just haywire, oh God, just all over the place, oh Lord, just up and down and all around, oh Lord, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, just anything seems to go. And we look and see, oh God, and ask again for mercy. For truly it suits humanity's case. Truly, Father God, it has gotten above and beyond our own ability to reason, to reckon, oh God, and to rectify. And I ask for your help. I ask for your divine intervention. I ask for your power. I ask, oh God, for your help, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For as your word declares that you desire that none should perish. Seems like, oh God, that even as your word declares, if we make our bed in hell, you are there. And so I pray. I pray for those that are with me right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for them, for their health, for their wealth, for their knowledge, for their information, oh God. for their salvation, oh God, for their hope, oh God, for their direction, oh God, for their peace, for their joy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for their healing, oh God, over a few days, oh God, just talking about trauma and people being hurt, oh God, years ago. And yet and still, oh God, I'm taught and told there is nothing that is too hard for you. That we desire to be whole from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, oh God. That where forgiveness needs to happen and it happen and it be done with, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever they've done, however they've done it, if they've done it to do right, if they've done it to do wrong, if they did it by mistake, if they did it on purpose, Lord, oh God, help me, help us to forgive them. In Jesus' name, that we may be whole, that we may move on, oh God, that we're not in bitterness and we're not in sadness, oh God, we're not in confusion, we're not in hurt, we're not bleeding on somebody else. Lord, help in the name of Jesus. Help us with our minds, oh God, that we think right, oh God, and when it comes to the matter of the heart, and it comes to the matter of business, when it comes to relationship, we bind and rebuke the spirit of sabotage from ourselves and from others in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that spirit of jealousy and strife and envy, oh God, and contention, for I know, oh God, that is not of you. I truly rebuke the spirit of confusion, for we know, oh God, that is not of you. And call for the mind of Christ. Call, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for right thinking when it comes to situations and scenarios, oh God, and circumstances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I call for your peace that surpasses all understanding, as your word declares that you don't give us the peace that the world gives, oh God, which is fickle and depending on what they feel like doing, oh God, that we want your peace. That peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, I know that some that don't believe, oh God, or don't call on your great name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that would not even turn towards you, oh Lord. I lift them up right now in the name of Jesus, because I recognize and I know, oh God, doubting you and ignoring you or not acknowledging you does not exclude you or does not prevent you from moving in our lives. And so that, Lord, hallelujah, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, oh God, where there's cloudiness, oh God, I ask that you would make it sunshiny, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where people are lacking understanding of all the things that's going on in the world, where it seems to be so convoluted, oh God. Ah, mama yeroko, so messy, oh God. Ah, mama yeroko, so I ask, oh God, that you clean the debris. I ask, oh God, that you make a straight path, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh God, that you would pour out your spirit as your word declares, that men and women, boys and girls may understand, oh God, the day and the time, what's going on, not to be befuddled, oh God, not to be bewitched, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, as there are women and men, oh God, of age, oh God, that are still struggling with identity and still struggling, oh God, with career and still struggling, oh God, with what to do, oh God, that you would, in this time, in this season, in this year, oh God, help them to figure it out. As your word declares, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, and all other things, oh God, would be perceived as evil. So help us, oh God, to be men and women of our word, to have caliber and to have character, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As I'm looking over social media and seeing certain things, oh God, and people don't believe in love anymore, and relationships, oh God, and can't trust nobody and can't deal with anybody and won't deal with anybody, and yet and still it's consistently about likes and clicks, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for mercy. But even as I had a conversation on today, oh God, knowing that there is no turning back the clock, for certain things have already been unleashed and certain things have already been let go and certain things has already been done. But you, God, you have a way. You have a way, and you get the final say, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That as you can part in the Red Sea, oh God, as you can shut a lion's mouth, oh God, as you can stop men from burning in the fire, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I thank you for being a way maker. I thank you for being God of ages. I thank you for being God of generations. I thank you, hallelujah, for being my God, our God, oh God, the God. Hallelujah, I bind the anger and the hostility that is burning in hearts, oh God, because they were disappointed, oh God, because somebody told them something and decided to do something else, or because of betrayal, oh God, or because somebody neglected to do something. Lord, have mercy in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of loneliness, oh God. And I thank you. Just feeling the need, oh God, just to bless your holy, magnificent name, for truly you are worthy. Father, we've entered into a new year. We've been in here 2 months, Lord, have mercy. And it seems to already been a whole lot of stuff, and it's surely to happen because of humanity, because of mankind, because of things that have already been set in place. But I'm asking and I'm praying over marriages. I'm asking, I'm praying over relationships. I'm asking and praying over finances. I'm asking and praying over individuals and people and friends and family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and neighbors and neighborhoods and communities and cities and states, oh God, and countries, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and this whole wide world. I'm asking, and I'm sure there's others asking too, but if you would be so kind to show forth who you are, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to help us to truly be saved, help us to truly be righteous, help us to truly, truly be called, help us to truly be chosen, help us truly, oh God, to know and to stand on truth and righteousness and justice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy, for your word declares that the wheat and the tares grow together. Truly, when you decide, oh God, when you decide, oh God, that it'll be certain and sure. Thank you. Thank you. The word declares that a righteous man falls 7 times and gets back up. Your word declares that you will not despise a contrite heart. The word declares, be not troubled, that you are with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Let your heart not be troubled. That's what your word declares. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all our ways that we ought to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. That we are to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us establish faith. Help us establish belief. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for the churches right now, oh God, and pray for the people in it. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. That we have opinions and we have thoughts and we have feelings, oh God. But it said your word is what will last. Your word is what you honor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You have people being tossed to and fro. Lord, have mercy. Help us, oh God, to guard our hearts, oh God, with all diligence. Help us, oh God, to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. It'll go so. Help us, oh God, to accept
the word as truth, and we bind and rebuke Edoko. So even as your word declares, oh God, anybody who would purposely, vindictively aim to transfer, to change, to translate, to trick anybody with the word of God, to manipulate. Ah, mama yarukoso, papa yarukoso, to derail. We bind them and rebuke them in the name of Jesus. For truly your word declares that your sheep know your voice and they will not hearken unto another. Even as I'm reminded that your word said you would put your law and you would put your word on our hearts. So we know. We bind the spirit of arrogancy right now in the name of Jesus. Humbly, oh God. I pray for these men. I pray for these women, oh God. Ask that they come back to their senses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The simplicity of the gospel, the genuineness of it, the power of it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the glory of it, the good news about it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the thanksgiving of it, the grace and the mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that's combined with it. Lord, have mercy. We lift up our friends, oh God. We lift up those relationships right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For those are mostly, if not all, the ones we choose. We thank you for those that have journeyed with us, oh God. The ones that remember, oh God, and the ones that we remember, oh God. The ones that we talk to and get to text and Father God and seeing how their lives are going, oh God, and what they're doing, oh God, and how they are, oh God. We lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. And those, oh God, of reason, oh God, we lift them up right now, oh God. Those that are seasoned, oh God, we lift them up right now, oh God. And those that are lifetime, we lift them up right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know what they stand in need of. You know where they are. You know where their hearts and minds are. You know what's going on, oh God, in their lives. And we ask that you come in. And we ask that you help. We ask that you fix it. We ask that you help us, oh God, all of us to have endurance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the midst of life having its way at times, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the midst of life being life, and as one would say, lifing, oh God, have mercy and help, oh God, to give us endurance and strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to see what the end is going to be. We lift up our family members, close, near, and far, oh God, in the name of Jesus, asking that you continue to heal and deliver and set free and give us the love that we need, one for another, oh God. But even your word declares that's how you know that we are your children, the love that we have one for another. We lift them up. We lift up our businesses, oh God, the work that we need to do, the work that we want to do, oh God, and the work, oh God, that makes room for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that brings us wealth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that provides for our households, oh God, that gives us joy, oh God, the thing that we like to do, the innovation, oh God, the gifts, oh God, that you have given us, oh God. Help us to step out on it. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to present it, oh God, that truly it would be accepted and it would make room for us, and again provide for our households and give us something to do, oh God, and have a legacy, something to leave here when it's all said and done. That people would be gratified and thankful for us having created it, or for having invented it, having presented it, oh God, to a world. Oh God, help us with our finances and being better stewards and good stewards, and being mindful, oh God, of our expenses, and mindful, oh God, of our budget, and mindful, oh God, of our assets, and mindful, oh God, of how finances work in this world. Not being beguiled, to be wished, or taken advantage of, or being robbed, or it being stolen, oh God, or being misappropriated, or being used, oh God, in greed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, or being fearful, or being upset, or being scared about it, oh God. We bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, and call for your ebb of flow, oh God, in finances. In the name of Jesus. There's so much to be thankful for. So much to pray for. But they're trying to make it seem as if we didn't need a savior. Or they're trying to make it seem as if the work that was done was in vain. But we are living witnesses, and we testify of Jesus' ability, of what was done on Calvary's cross, and what was accomplished through the cross. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And if there's anything that one would listen at any day, at any time, in any year to this, and they were standing in need of something, oh God, that you would be gracious and kind to provide that in which they need. That you would help them know that you are a God that listens, that you are a God that cares, that you are a God that withholds no good gift, and that your gifts are without sorrow. That you are all-sufficient God. All-sufficient God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 For your word declares with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And that peace that surpasses all understanding will rule in our hearts. So God, we need to do better. We want to do better. We grab hold to better. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Bless us now, oh God. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, for you remain to be our strength and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Imagine my face.